Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connects Across the Pond. My name is Caroline of Crystal Heart Psychics and I'm with my co-host Joni Isinker of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi Joni, how are you today?
I am fine. How are you, Caroline?
I'm fine. It's coming into spring. It's even better, isn't it? So
yes.
Yeah, so this week myself and Jenny, we always have this, and we actually avoided it this year. We obviously in the States,
it's a miracle.
The clocks change, and normally we go from a five-hour time difference to a four-hour time difference. So apologies for you guys who are in the States if your timelines change for the show. That's because in the UK it's 8:30. Our clocks go forward on the 28th. So I think you're a couple of weeks early, aren't you? So,
we did it this past Saturday night into Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why it's changed by the hour. But at least we actually coordinated this time, didn't we, Joni?
We did. I think it's a miracle. Yeah. Thank you for remembering.
Yeah. Because on a few occasions we've forgotten and Joni's been sitting there and saying, where are you? And I'm going, what are you talking about?
Did we? a show. It's good. We did it.
So we have made it on time, both of us.
It's also St. Patrick's Day over here.
It is. So happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone.
Yeah.
Which is a great celebration, obviously, especially if you're Irish. But I have to say, you know, it's to be here, there's lots of parades, and, you know, in Ireland, obviously, they go wild a bit. So, yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone, and happy St. Patrick's celebrations. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Would you like people to know about you first this time? Please introduce yourself.
Yeah, because normally I say, hi, this is Joni. Introduce yourself. No, I'm joking.
That's right.
Yeah. So I am Caroline Crystal Heart, and I am the founder of Crystal Heart Psychics. I've been a psychic medium. Well, I didn't know I was a psychic medium until I was 35. I'm now 50, so that do the maths, isn't it? However, it is four generations deep in the family. So my journey was very much that my horse was ill. I'd go in his stable and my hands would get hot. I actually didn't know what it was at the time. I just knew it made him feel better. So I would go in and do healing on him, which obviously later I learned is spiritual healing. And later on with then, I actually went through a tricky divorce. I had a gut feeling, intuition, something wasn't right. I'd been with my ex-husband a very long time, 18 years. Kind of knew, but I didn't know. And I didn't really believe in all of this. So it was a little bit of the shock to the system when I found out the truth, which the truth was that he was, there was infidelity there. And I knew deep down in my soul. My logical brain said, don't be so silly, we've been together 18 years. But my soul actually told me what was happening. And that was a real turning point for me. That was very much a case of, okay. So my logical brain didn't quite understand it. And obviously I got this hot hand thing going on, so to speak. So I educated myself, and I would say that I was fast-tracked. I was put on lots of courses where... I actually was with people that have been doing this for 20 years. I learned healing. I studied my spiritual practitioner course, which was a year long, and actually it taught me a lot. I also qualified as a Reiki master, hypnotherapy and life coach to try and understand what was going on within me. And anyone who goes through this transition, all of your thoughts that are in your head, you have to change the way you think. And that's a real shock to the system, especially if you're used to thinking a particular way before. And it's learning to be open. So I then started doing psychic readings over the telephone 15 years ago professionally. I actually used to work for another telephone psychic company. And I did that for several years. And then 7 years ago, I set up my own business, Crystal Heart Psychics. And the reason for that is because of my qualifications with coaching and counseling, I feel it's really important that we give you a negative, a positive message rather than a negative one. And I am a great believer in healing comes first, in the sense that sometimes someone's got something going on in their life, they tend to keep repeating the same, and with that, you know, the healing is paramount to stop that pattern repeating. So I learned a speciality there where I specialized in negative life cycles, and I think it's really, really important that as psychics, yes, it is for entertainment purposes only, and that's the legal aspect that we have to say. However, as a responsible psychic, I feel it's really, really important we give a positive message rather than a negative one. And our job is to be of service and to help turn a person's life around. So for me, I am a psychic medium. I work with my guides. I'm also clairvoyant, which means I get pictures in my head in symbolization form. And as I said, I'm a qualified Reiki master and healer as well. So those are the things that I do. And myself and Joni have been doing the show now for 7 years. And I would like to say we've both helped a lot of people, and obviously we really appreciate, we're here as service. We do this for free. Our other services that we offer obviously are chargeable. But if you want a more personal and private reading, we are available separately, privately, at a charge, obviously. And you can go to our respective websites. Mine happens to be www.crystalheartpsychics.com. I also have a Facebook page, a Twitter account, a LinkedIn, an Instagram. You can follow me on any of those. And if you really need are stuck on where to get in touch with myself and Joni, you can also contact us through UK US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. So with that, I'll ask Joni, would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. Well, Caroline had shared that we've been doing this for 7 years, and I just want to say I feel like it's a dance. It's a beautiful dance that we do. So my name's Joni Isinger, and I'm from New York, and now I'm in North Central New Jersey. And I became gifted with abilities around 2003-04-05. I did not believe in any of this beforehand. I was a conventionally trained social worker who did individual and group therapy in New York City for 10 years. So when the gifts started coming in, my life changed 180 degrees, and I became able to do hands-on healing and remote healing and deep and light trance channeling and jumping into other lifetimes and seeing into bodies, talking to animals, etc. Just, I was fast-tracked. I stopped doing social work. I could not return to that. And I set up shop after practicing on friends up until 2010. So 2010 is when I began. And I've been doing this professionally. I love call-in radio. I miss doing psychic galleries at restaurants. People don't seem to be doing those lately. I miss psychic parties. People seem to be afraid of social gatherings. I miss them as well. And I'm authored a bit, and I just love what I do. I was recently at the Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo in Edison, New Jersey, and I'll be there again next year at the beginning of March. So I very much enjoyed seeing people on those 3 days. And I look forward to being out more in public. So people can find me at my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. I also have a YouTube channel, Joni Isinger. And you could find me on Facebook and LinkedIn and SoundCloud. I've back around 2014-15, I got downloads of songs and I wrote lyrics, and with a pianist we put together scratch demos, which you could find there. And I believe that, and I'll speak for Caroline, I think you'll agree, we're here to assist during this auspicious time in Earth's history. It's the Great Awakening. And we are here to bring people along, support, educate, validate. And there are people that are at all different levels of awakening. And we very much love what we do. And as Caroline has said in previous shows, she and I have never met. One day we will. But we keep in touch very regularly in between shows. And I think that's all from my end. So shall we begin?
We shall. And I shall just say what we do here. So I will always read the last three digits of your number to make sure that it remains sort of confidential. sorry, me.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just had a little tickle in my throat there. I'll ask who you are and where you're from. And obviously we do try and limit it to one question because we do try to get around everybody if we can. Like I say, we're here of service. We also teach as we're doing our readings and healings, because that's what we do, isn't it, Joni?
Yes.
And for anyone that obviously has listened to our show before, please be aware, and I will say this public warning on this, we do have a sense of humour. And we might swear from time to time. However, our job is not just to be of service to assist you, but it's also to add some lightness to the situation. Because sometimes, you know, you can be in or feel that you're in a very desperate place. We're here to help you see the wood through the trees. That might be a UK saying, so you can determine if that's a different
thing. Same
thing.
Forest through the trees, wood through the trees.
Yeah. So, you know, and try and put some clarity around the situation that you're surrounded in, offer you healing where necessary, and obviously we can then help you and assist you moving forward. And again, you know, if we have read for you, we love feedback, we always do. I will say this as a bit of a caveat. If we've read for you last month, we most likely will not read for you this month. The reason why we say that is I would say really, unless your situation has absolutely changed dramatically within the month, it's really not good to keep having readings. I would say once every 6 months is adequate for anybody,
right.
You know, really. And I think that's something I want to say. I think if you're in an ever-changing situation where, you know, you're in quite a traumatic situation where something's changing day by day, then that is slightly different. So we always do give that little bit of, you know, if someone has said, yeah, my situation's really changed since last, that's quite different. But we try to keep fair. Obviously, we only do the show once a month, and to try and get around everyone. We do try and make sure that we go through all of the calls, okay? So just to let you know. So I'm going to start with the first caller, which is 241. Coming to you now. Hi.
Hello.
Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Leslie from Kansas here in the States.
Hi, Leslie.
Hello.
And how can we help?
Yes. This week I accepted a position for a job in Mississippi, but I'm still waiting on Iowa and Ohio. Do you think which one would be the strongest fit?
Caroline, you go first.
Saying Ohio. If you're asking me where my strongest sort of feeling is, that's where it is. Because we did speak to you a couple of months ago, didn't we? And that we said there was prospects in the Midwest, if I can sort of go back there. So I feel that Ohio is the draw for me. Where do you feel? I mean, the thing is, Leslie, I'm going to ask this to you because obviously it's about your choices and your decisions. Where do you feel is right? Which job do you feel is best for you?
I feel that it's going to be Iowa or Ohio.
Right. Where's the job offer coming in from? Because I feel that you've got two, but one's really strong.
Did you get offers from both?
No, not yet, because I interviewed with them last week.
So you applied to both?
Yes.
But you haven't gotten offers yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Go ahead, Caroline. I needed clarification.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, so I am getting two jobs, and I'm getting two strong jobs. Okay. Now, there's one, and this is what they're telling me, that you're going to look at. And they're showing me a picture of myself because this is what I do. And you're going to read the job spec and you're going to have the interview. And you go, wow, that was amazing. I can't believe those are the people that I'd be working with. It's an amazing job. It's a fantastic job. That's exactly where I want to be. The way I'm getting it from my guides, and this is a lady in spirit that's talking to me right now, is she's saying to me that it's not about the where, it's about the what. So it's more about where you feel excited, and this is where I'm being told to tell you to listen to your gut. Because there will be that job coming, and it's coming soon. It is coming in March, okay? So I feel like at the moment, the way they're showing it me, it's like a train coming up the track, yeah? It is going to hit you quite hard. You'll be surprised. It feels like it's a long time coming.
There are only 14 days left in this month after today, and I already told my landlord here in Kansas, and I've given my 30 days notice.
I still feel it is Ohio. That's what's coming to me really quite strong. So I'm going to pass you to Joni and obviously see if Joni can do a little bit more digging because I think I've got the answer that you wanted in the sense that, and my guides are really pushing me to say, you've got to go with where you're jumping up and down going, wow, this is amazing.
May I also ask what you do for a living?
I am not presently employed. My last position was outside of higher education as an embroidery trimmer and until about a year and a half ago. And my most recent position was working in higher education. And I've been trying to get back into higher education now for almost 5 years.
Okay. I'm going to go in. I would concur with Caroline about Ohio. I feel like there's a softer energy there. Ohio, there's a little more of a bristle to me. Ohio feels calmer. Would you call yourself a delicate or sensitive soul, a feeler?
I'm more of a pretty delicate feeler with a little bit of sensitivity.
Uh-huh. I feel that there's more compassion in Ohio. I feel that Ohio is quick. It's like there's more tension. And I feel that for who you are and being in Ohio, they would, I don't know, I'm just channeling. That's what we do. They would understand.
Sorry, can
I interrupt? It feels like it's a better fit. Go ahead, Caroline.
Can I just tell you what my guys are singing to me? Do you know Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hi-ho.
Yeah.
That's why my guys are singing to me right now. So, anyway,
hi-ho,
I'm going
to
shut up.
Hi-ho, it's off to work we go. The work will play. Hi. That one.
That one.
That one.
Anyway, now I'm going to be quiet, but I was laughing because they're making me smile because obviously that's why we're going Ohio.
Yes, they're playing with the word. Well, also,
yeah.
it's a happy song that brings lightness. So I believe that Caroline, I mean, I'm supporting her channel. I feel you will hear soon and that you will be, I think you need to start getting a packing list together. You're going to need to gather up your things, you know. And I don't know if this is someone that's where you are presently, but there's something about you writing a thank you to something for everything they've done for you. I don't know if there's someone in Kansas that has done you well, that has been very providing and supportive. Does that make sense?
Yes, and last week when I interviewed with the people in Ohio, not only interviewed the main management team, which acted as a search committee, but also the team I could be working with.
Well, that, yes, that thank you would come with the interviewing. Yes, that's standard. But I feel where you are when you ultimately move, I feel you might be in your goodbyes thanking someone.
Yes, the people that have supported me, my church group, and
yes,
some of my former employers.
Yes, I feel like you're going to be reaching out to some people, thanking them. And if you want to keep in touch with them, get numbers, get phone numbers and email
yes.
addresses, because there are some very special people that you connected with. And we're wishing
yes.
you good tidings. And, you know, when you find out, please let us know when you land. We'd really like to hear from you.
Yes, I could be expecting a final decision here in the next several days.
Wow. It's going to be very exciting. Enjoy.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye.
You take care now. Right, I'm going on to the next caller, 436. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, ladies. Patricia from Alabama.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
How can we help?
Yes. Let me make sure. May I ask for a general or do I need to be more specific?
You can ask
well,
for a general.
Different. They're different. So if it's general and you have something in mind, it's possible you won't, it won't be addressed.
Well, I guess.
But if you want
was...
general, then Spirit's going to give you what you need, the most important stuff you need to hear.
Oh, that's what I was going to specify. I was just going to say, well, whatever in the next 60 days that Spirit thinks that I need to, you know, that's very important that I need to know about. So,
okay. I'll go in. Let's see.
Thank you.
I see you've been doing a lot of observing and watching, and you need to listen more. So with whatever's going on, your observations need to be stored and registered.
Mm.
So there's just a lot. You're taking in a lot, and I just feel there's an energy that's interrupting the process of perception, comprehension, and decision-making. So it's almost like going to a grocery store and you go in the frozen food aisle and there are so many choices. And let's say you haven't been to a frozen food aisle in a very long time. It's overwhelming. So you're rather than staying in the frozen food aisle for too long and then feeling that you have to make a decision quickly, do your research, observe, take notes, go home possibly, no hasty decisions, and sit with what you took in. That'll give you a better idea of what's going on, what is to be prioritized, what you need to know versus what is riffraff and extra.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. And the other thing is that if you're annoyed, you need to be aware of it. Because there's something about being annoyed and feeling like you have cramps or twinges. Does that make sense? Identify how you feel. Well, we're all to do that anyway. But
mm-hmm.
there's something about your being annoyed that's still sitting there that you haven't released. So you identify, oh, I'm annoyed. Then you feel it. You can learn from it. Find out where it comes from, anything. Bless it, forgive it, whatever, if anything needs to be done. And then when you're finished with that process, you say, well, thank you and bye-bye, because it's affecting you. And there's something with your eating, and you need to take a look at this. I don't know if you're measuring or if it's calories or you're saying you're fat or there's a diet or there's something going on with you with food, and it's okay. You're allowed to be human. You're allowed to be in this way, but ask yourself whether what you're doing is either necessary or for how long you're going to do it. They say it's primitive, and I think it has to do with healing. At some point, I feel like you're going to get tired of this, whatever it is, and you go, okay, I'm done. And I see you laughing. And you go, okay, blah, 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 blah. And it's over. And the chat, that whatever with the food, it's like, okay, thanks so much. So that is what I would give you for general. And I hope it assists. And I'm passing you on to Caroline.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It all resonates. Thank you.
I'm very glad. They know you. They're not spying on you. They love you.
I love you too,
Caroline.
Absolutely right. Oh my goodness.
I'm glad.
Boy, do they know me.
I'm glad.
Right. Well, I love
Hi, Caroline.
Everything that Joni
Thank
was saying.
You.
Hi, how are you? Right, okay.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm being told. Now, first of all, I want to give you a picture of a rainbow. Okay, so feel that there's like the word that's coming into my head is the pot of gold at the beginning, at the end of the rainbow. There seems to be coming in for you some changes, okay?
Mm.
I don't feel any negative changes, but I am being told they're clearing out. So are you, I feel like you're moving on from something. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
On a visual, I'm getting like waving goodbye, saying, okay, thanks very much. You've given me some nice things. However, I need to move away from the situation or away from that situation. Okay. That could be metaphorically in the sense of not physical moving. It is literally mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm packing my bags and I'm going. Okay. That's your emotional baggage.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So can I ask, is this like a relationship thing that's been going on where you're kind of like pushing it to one side now and saying, right, it's time to move on?
It's not. I'm actually, I have been out of a relationship for 4 years. So I'm actually, I'm very open and receiving of a life partner.
Yes, I
am. That old partner showed up maybe about a month ago, a month and a half, and this has been going on off and on for 4 years. I have to tell him, look, I don't want you. It's over. You know, please leave me alone. And that was that kind of final thing with, hey, you showed up to my home. You know, this is not acceptable. And so, yeah, we had some – I had some words for him, and I finally said, you know what, okay, that's enough is
that's
enough.
That's it. You got, yeah. That's kind of what I felt. It was like, it wasn't the emotional, the grieving, the everything else had gone, but it's
right.
like their energy being around you kind of winds you up almost. So it's you've actually had, that's it now, it's gone. It's like, never again. And it almost feels like even if they did try and show up, you'd be like, you're not even bothering me. Don't come near me. You know, I'm not doing this again. I feel like you're very, very strong in your resolve of like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah. And I've been saying that for 4 years. I haven't been doing anything with him, but he.
No, I know. But I think it has bothered you when they've been around. Yeah. And that's the thing, and you're like, I just want you out of my flipping life, you know?
Yes.
You know, I think, and I think this whole packing your emotional suitcase and it's time to move on is literally you are sort of like, right, I want a new relationship. Will you get out of my space?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I used some of those words, I think, last
Yeah, it's kind of like something along the lines. But, I mean, well done you. I mean, it's a lot, especially when you've got someone keep trying to come back and say sorry, you know. And I just feel that I think you're at peace with the whole situation. And it is time to move on. You are ready for that new relationship. And it is time for you to introduce yourself to new friends, new social life, get yourself out there. Do what you need to do to love life again.
Mm.
Because that, and don't get me wrong, I don't feel that you haven't enjoyed life, but I just feel that you've sort of, without consciously knowing it, have kind of put yourself on hold a little bit, yeah? But the thing is, it does take, and I am going to say this to you, and I know this because it's happened to me, is that a lot of people come out of a relationship, and they're like, right, I'm done, I've had enough, I'm moving on. And actually, your heart hasn't healed. Your emotions haven't healed. So, and a lot of people, they will jump into a relationship, a new relationship, and then repeat the same life cycle because they've still got the same energy. And you have taken that time to take stock, to move forward, to give forgiveness, to, you know, sort of release those negative emotions from that situation. So you are now in a place where you are truly at peace with who you are. And that is the time when the person shows up and, you know, you shouldn't be repeating the same life cycle. Does that make sense? And I think you are in that place. And I'm seeing sort of lots of, I also feel you're going to be traveling. Now, I think this may be holidays or breaks or rest or something like that, but it feels like you're like, okay, I'm open, but I'm also open to traveling, to doing new things, to having that new social life. It feels that you're just totally ready to change a lot of things. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. 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 And yes.
Yeah. So it's like life change. Close the door. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. I'm moving on. And to get that different perspective that you need on life. And that's what's coming in to me. And this is why the rainbow is coming in, because that's about you opening up. That's about you seeing who you are, being truly reflective of who you are as an individual and a person, and actually not accepting second best either.
Yes.
What that
along
means
with,
is knowing. Pardon?
I'm sorry.
No, you carry on.
Oh, I was going to say, along with, you know, that ending, well, finally just telling him that, you know, it's over, it's never going to be anymore, along with a daughter who, thank God she's got herself together to get the kids back, but in May 2020, she lost custody of my grandkids to the state, so I had them for 18 months, and she got them back in October of last year, but my uncle had surgery in September, and he had he's an amputee now, and my brother needed help, so I went right November, like 2 weeks later after the kids left, I went into the home to help with my uncle, and I'm there now. And in a couple of months, I was telling my brother that, hey, you know, I'm going to be moving on from here, you know. A lot of that is I'm packing in a suitcase, you know. It's like taking care of family, ending relationship. Hey, I'm just ready for me now. It's like I'm standing on my deck with the sun shining like, hey, it's my time. I'm screaming that so loudly.
Yeah. And that's how it feels. Me and I just feel that, you know, I did see that we did speak to you last month, Patricia, but I think you were just still tidying up, so I kind of say well done you. You've kind of like ticked all the boxes, learned all your lessons, right? Hey, time to move on now. Time for me. And I'm really pleased and I'm so glad, you know, obviously that you have done, but obviously what Spirit are giving me is that future, which is great, because that means that's showing me. And obviously, I know you've spoken to us through a few times, but you have truly moved on, which is amazing. And I think Joni would concur with that as well.
Absolutely. We have followed this. I know you've shared this before about this gentleman. You're in a fantastic place.
And thinking about it, I actually remember you talking about your daughter and the kids, and I'm so, so glad. Because I think at one time it looked like you were going to have the kids full time, didn't it?
I had them for like 18 months, and it seemed as if she just couldn't seem to get it together, but she did, and thank God those kids went back. Mm-hmm. They were so ready, and now they just come and visit, and I'm okay with a visit here and there, and I get to send them back, you know, and they're ready, and so... Mm-hmm. It's just precious. It is, you know. And my uncle, he's getting better. That foot is where they amputated the toes. I've just learned through touching him and rubbing that leg, before I change and clean that wound, my hands heal, that my hands get hot. And so now there's a healing going on that I'm realizing, you know, that God has placed me here purposely. Oh, my God, I'm thinking, God, you are so amazing, you know. So he showed me that I'm a healer, and he sent me over there to start healing. And that's what I'm doing, whatever is pleasing, whatever
is that's
pleasing.
Amazing. Is amazing. And the thing is, you do have these people come into your life and go, hey, I'm showing up for you to take care of me. And it's not until you realize you're actually, because I sort of had a little bit of a chuckle when I learned about my sort of gift, because I thought, wow, all my friends have been phoning me for years with their problem, and I suddenly found out the reason why. So that is wonderful news. But Patricia, you know, I think you've got really big things coming to you. I think what I want to say to you also, and what my guides, the other guidance is, and this is the spiritual guidance, is they're saying, right, to hone your energy now. So what that is about, you taking up some courses, some learning, some, you know, just working out where you want to be with all this stuff. Yeah. And then
yeah.
said, they are saying to me one step at a time, you know, obviously you now know that you've got the gift of healing. Learn to channel that energy to control it. Do classes if you need to.
I
and I see
to.
You doing art as well. Yeah, I see you actually doing spiritual drawings.
Mm,
so there's a lot
beautiful.
Coming your way. This is about
thank you, lady.
You opening up now. So, yeah, you've got
yeah.
quite
you're
a good,
welcome. It's an honor.
It's great because obviously, like, you know, I just looked at when we have spoken to you and, like, obviously we have been with you on this journey but not quite realized it until today. So it's,
yes.
it's amazing. It's lovely to talk to you and have
congratulations
have
for sticking with it all.
Thank you. I love you, ladies. I love you so much. You are beautiful earth angels. I think I've told you this before. Thank you for your platform.
You
thank you for your time and many blessings. I look forward
and
to talking
you
to you, ladies.
My,
every chance.
Thank
I
you. It means
get.
A lot. Means a lot.
It means a lot. It's wonderful. So I've got chills as you're talking. So
yeah.
thank you for that.
Yeah.
Right,
thank
Patricia.
You.
Well, we're going to let you go and do what you need to do. But yeah, make sure you do a bit of learning there. Do your courses. I'll be led.
I sure
and
will.
Be
I'll keep you ladies updated.
Please
we'll
do.
Do. That's great. Take
I
care.
Will. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Right, okay. Mm. So that is just, I'm going to say this in between, because that is just proof of obviously, like, you know, Patricia has spoken to us, like, probably once every few months, you know, for the past
yeah.
couple of years. Is that right? And it's so
yeah.
lovely to see that all of you, you know, who are listening today, for us, it's wonderful to have someone the way we've watched that transition occur. And that's what we do it for. So it's just to let you know about that. So anyway, right, we'll get on to the next caller anyway. So 530, who are we speaking to?
Hi,
and
how are
where
you?
Are you from?
Hi, this is Rosie. How are you ladies doing today?
Oh, fine,
we
thank
are
you.
Fine.
Oh, good.
And where are you calling
how
from,
how can
Rosie?
We help?
Oh, I'm from New York.
Ah, right, okay.
I'm from New York. I'm from Long Island. Are you from the state
from
or
Long
from
Island
the island
well.
Or the city?
I'm from Long Island as well.
There you go. Beautiful.
Yes. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. So I'm all stuck in here
Caroline
on
in
island.
England. Yay.
Yay.
Okay, that's
I'll,
funny.
I'll wear the British flag. I'll be there with my little flag. In the...
There you go. Oh, adorable. What can we do for you?
Okay, so here's my situation. I am temping as an executive assistant, administrative assistant, and
yeah.
this assignment is coming up to an end on next Friday, so a week from tomorrow. And I have an interview this coming Tuesday with another company for a temp to permanent position. Again, administrative support. So I'm just calling to see what is going to transpire. I'm a little nervous, I'm not going to lie. So
okay, Rosie.
Yeah.
You're in very good hands. I'll tell you why in a minute. So it's my turn, isn't it, Joni?
Yes.
Yeah, the reason why I say you're in very good hands is because I'm the eternal contractor, aren't I, Joni?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's why I'm smiling, to be honest, Rosie. I like, mm-hmm. I've got to be honest, I like the job where you are. Is there no chance that
too.
They want to take you permanently?
I'm sorry?
Have you actually, is there no chance that they want to take you permanently?
Not that I'm aware of, not at this point in time. But I, you know, I can't wait. I'm just going to do what I have to do.
I understand that. And that's, you know, you have
yeah.
to cover yourself. At the end of the day, you cannot sit
yeah.
and wait and wait for them to make their mind
no.
up. And I always say this,
exactly.
about four to six weeks before the end of any contract, you need to be looking for the next one. You're not going to have a problem getting another position. That is for sure. And they're just saying to me, and this is Spirit saying, have you ever thought about upping your rate as well?
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Yeah, because you need to. Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed. I'll be honest. I'm disappointed that no one has had a conversation with where you are to say, hey, we would like to keep you. Because I think they think you do a good job. But it's like almost like they've took you on and forgotten you're there.
No, they took me on knowing that they were never going to offer me something. So that's another thing, Caroline, that I didn't know about that. But I'm not going to let that – I can't let that affect – like affect me. I have to move forward, and I am.
At the end of the day, as a contractor, you go in as a professional person to do a job. Whether it gets extended or not, it's great. If it does, if it doesn't, then fine. You look for another job. I like the interview that you've got coming up, if I'm honest. I do feel that's a good opportunity, and I also feel that that is a potential. Now, you're either going to love me or hate me for saying this. You're going to have choices. And I feel that the six positions coming into you, two of them you're going to get offered for. But I'm going to ask you what you want. Do you want a permanent position or do you want to stay contracted?
Yes. No. I want a permanent. I want medical benefits. I want 401k. I want it all. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, you've got your boundaries. So you'll be in a permanent job within the next 2 or 3 weeks. There's no, I don't even think you're going to even have to look at this temp to perm one. Honestly, I feel there is, I don't even feel that you're going to have to look at this temp to perm one. That's just the one coming forward right now. I'd still say try your best to get the job, obviously. But I also feel that, they're saying to me, you need to look more closely at what you want. So at the moment, because obviously you're in a temporary position, you're going, yeah, great, I've got an interview, great, I've got another job, I'm not going to be out of work, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. But I also feel that my guides are actually saying to me, look deeper for what you need. So you make sure you're going to the right company for the permanent position.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm being told you're going to have a job within 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. Do you think that this position that I'm interviewing for on Tuesday, do you think that other positions could arise from there, not within this department, other departments? I don't know. They're very big. That's why I'm asking. They're huge.
Yeah. I mean, it is a really huge company, though, isn't it? So there is plenty of opportunities. But I do get the choice of two. So it feels that you're going to actually have two offers.
Okay.
The table, and it's almost like you've got the interview Tuesday. Thursday is a significant day next week as well, so it might be that you might have another interview for another position, or it's actually second interview for the first position.
Yeah, it is. There's going to be. This is what like the manager, the hiring director.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to come next week. Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I mean, and I feel like do your best, obviously. Do your homework. Make sure you study the company. You learn the job spec. You know exactly what you're about. You present yourself very well anyway, so I don't feel you have much trouble. So my guides are sort of saying don't necessarily worry about the job because it's not about the job, it's about... The way I'm getting told to say about the manifestation for this is you're asking for a career, not a job. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
So if you want to put it on your manifestation board, it's like the career of my dreams. You know what I mean? And I think that's what you're getting. But I do feel there'll be a position available to you opening up in the next 2 weeks. So you will know where you're going within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an issue.
Okay.
Anything else that you would like to ask, or I shall pass you on to Joni?
That's about it, just about work.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to pass you on to Joni and see what her take is on that
now. Thank
you. Well, I feel that Caroline was so specific about this. I'm wondering whether you'd like for me to go in regarding whether you're going to be obtaining permanent employment, or I could go in regarding if there are any karmic blocks that need to be released from probably another lifetime that would assist in landing a permanent job.
Because if you have any work attainment karma or any blocks towards obtaining a full-time job, I can go in.
Well,
and we can do that.
Right. So this was my problem, Joni. I was transitioning out of law firm industry into another industry altogether. So that was a roadblock that I was experiencing, and no one wanted to assist me. Recruiters did not want to help me, and now all of a sudden people want to help me. It's the craziest thing.
Then you probably cleared something. So that's a very good sign.
Yes.
A very good sign. Can I go in to see if there's anything regarding work and blocks or anything more to add?
Sure.
I know Caroline was so thorough. So I'm going to go in and see. Okay, so I don't know, you know, just it's a teachable moment, you know, when your channel, you know, spirit is saying, I don't have to, I was supposed to ask this because there's karma here. Do you have a glass of water by you?
I do.
Have a sip. They're already working on you. So the water helps flush negative energies through the physical body. There's something regarding not wanting to get your hands dirty. It's metaphor. But there's another lifetime where you're stuck because you were kind of OCD-ish germaphobia. Do you find that you might have that, or you don't like certain things that you touch that get sticky?
No.
Do you get grossed out with slime and stickiness?
I mean, I'm just neat.
Okay, that's fine. So there's a lifetime where you didn't want to get your hands dirty, and you ended up with obsessive cleaning. I don't see as much hand washing, but it had to do with the touch. It was a tactile thing. And it translates itself here into don't give me too much. I don't want to be overloaded, because if you end up phobic, you know, a germaphobe, that's an overload. You are now going into overload. So there's a piece here that is minimizing your chances. It's that your higher self is saying, because I haven't forgiven myself and forgiven others over in that lifetime, don't lay it on me. I do not want to be burdened. It's too much. Just saying. Let's see what you were working on in that other lifetime where you got caught up in the germ touchiness, sticky control issue. I want to see. You had issues with men, the divine masculine. It was about the man. I don't know if you had encounters with men that where there's cruelty.
Could be.
Okay. So you've been working on soothing and balancing and healing regarding issues with the divine masculine, which led to the not wanting to get your hands dirty metaphor for don't lay it on me, which ends up translating to an issue with getting more than what you'd like. Let's balance the karma over here. You will do the forgiveness work of what your higher self is ready to do regarding issues regarding men. How do you feel about that?
Sounds about right.
Let's go. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. Issues with the divine masculine. Karma, unforgiveness. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. So there's a loud boom, okay? Have you heard those sonic booms? You know, a giant jet goes by, breaking the sound barrier. Heard one of them right now in my, not heard it. It was a claircognizance. It was a knowing that came out as sonic boom. It was friggin' huge. That was huge. So you released much. Forgive everyone and everything, including the men and the general divine masculine. And you're crying, and you're praying. It's been very hard, very hard. And you're doing it, honey. ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me. I've had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for these life lessons. And they say, all good comes to those who wait. Be patient and watch. Do you need to take care of your legs and your feet? Or do you need to walk? So do some exercise and walk. It will assist. I feel like there's tension there. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush these negative energies through the physical body. You released a lot.
Okay.
And this is unfolding as we speak. So with what Caroline shared with you, I feel like you're right on. There are going to be miracles that are going to happen. And also, I don't know what this means, the Midas touch. So you're going to have more control over things. Say what you want and what you need. Don't hold back. Use your discernment, though. Again, all good comes to those who wait. So be very patient. There's an unfolding happening right now. And are you going on a plane or a boat?
No time soon, but I would like to.
Okay, so
I would like
do you
to go
get
away.
Seasick or motion sick, or do you get vertigo?
I don't, no.
Okay, so they're saying if you start feeling a little woozy, it's release then. I don't think you're getting sick. Again, this is for entertainment purposes. Please, you're a healthcare professional. So I see a little bit of headiness, like a little bit lightheaded. Make sure, unless you're hungry now, and that's what I'm picking up, eat and have ginger to settle your stomach if you feel nauseous, and you're right on. And if you feel ungrounded and floaty, get a grounding stone like granite, onyx, jet, shungite. Which shungite is a powerhouse. If you're not used to grounding stones, I wouldn't necessarily do that. Hematite, smoky quartz, tourmaline, and hold on to the grounding stone. It will assist.
Okay.
And don't push. Allow it to flow because it's right there.
Okay.
And I hope this assisted. Say hi to Long Island for me.
I hope definitely will. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Rosie. You take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, okay. We're going on to the next caller of 860.
Hello.
Hi, 860. Hi. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Amla and I'm from Connecticut.
How are you?
Good, how are you? I think I talked to you in the fall or something. Been a while.
Yeah, you did. It's been a little while. Yeah.
How can we help?
Oh, thank you. So I guess I'm going to pose the question like this. I've been doing a lot of, you're never done with spiritual cleanup and enlightenment and awakenings. You die, you rebirth, you're reborn. So the cycle happens all over again, just like the seasons. But I'm at this point in my life where I really would love connection. And it's as I'm clearing out my stuff, it's harder for me to connect with people on my wavelength. And I'm looking for not only soul tribe people, but people who could last. I have this thing where I meet somebody. It could be a male or female. And then it's great. And then they don't show me that they care. It's more like talk, and no walking, if that makes any sense. So I'm looking for friendships, deep connection, relationships, anything you got with that in the next few months.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Do you say out loud or in your head, I try, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying?
Maybe it's a subconscious thing, but I'm constantly slipping, so I have to get up again.
Because what I'm getting is there's something here with the law of attraction. There's something here. Have you followed any of that, that our words are very powerful, so they affect outcome?
Yes.
Okay. So they say, well, You don't want to say, well, I'm trying, or I'm gonna, or it's gonna happen,
right,
or I'm almost, or it will, because then you're always jonesing for it and it doesn't actually come to be. You're always one step behind it. Instead,
yes,
they recommend, I am, it is, I am,
okay,
healed, I am whole, it is here.
Right.
Okay. So if you aren't conscious of saying, well, I try, you say you're not conscious of it.
Okay.
Right? You said that?
Yep.
You're not conscious of saying that, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I am doing a lot,
okay,
of I am.
Because then it's other lifetime related or unconscious. So I'm going to go,
okay,
into that because you are, I mean, Caroline and I heard you. You're clear. You're very clear about what you're looking for. Caroline heard it too, right? So
yeah,
the I try is not correlated. It's not in sync with the strength in which you just shared what you're looking for.
Yeah.
It's not – the I try is a weaker
yes,
it's a weaker – okay, so I'm going to go in regarding where the heck this is coming from because I believe it's a block. I'm
yes,
going to see where that is. I love this stuff. So there's some lifetime, and you're some dish, right? So do you hear
yes,
the wording? We don't use that
yes,
term anymore, right? Oh,
that's
she's
her,
a dish.
Yes.
So I'm thinking that's the 1940s. I don't know about 30s. I maybe 50s, but it's dated. Okay.
Okay.
So you were a dish. So we're going to go into archetype symbolism, the Jungian mask, and all that stuff. Just what you represented. You're like more of a ditzy female. You had the bod, you had the curves, you had some of the brains. Now, mind you, anyone who's listening for the first time that doesn't get what's going on here, folks, we come into incarnations playing roles for soul growth opportunities. So we can pre-birth plan how we're going to present, and there's a reason for everything.
Yep.
So there's
absolutely
no sexism going on here. We're talking every single aspect of the way you brought yourself in was purposeful. Okay, so
yes,
now with that, so you're saying, oh, that's fab, do this, do that, do that, do this, do that. It's almost like the Zsa Zsa Gabor with the little poodle right by her.
Yes.
And holding it close to her, and everyone else is doting, and you're like, do this, do that, fab, that, da, 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 da. And you had difficulty getting your shit together. You were able to command that others did things, but it was difficult for you to be, if the word is smart, together, organized, in control, wielding responsibility, having integrity. It was just a lot you just gave up, and you were very soft. And when I go in, I see emptiness and lost and a lot of it's very wispy energy, not congealed together, solid.
Yes.
So here, so let's see what the karma is. When you go to your passing, you blame yourself. You name call yourself. I'm such a, and you just real shitty names you gave yourself. I'm this, I'm that, blah, 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 blah. And you wish that other people had let you do things, that you had
yes,
let them say,
true.
Oh, and so
yes,
this is a bleed-through effect because our lifetimes elsewhere are very similar oftentimes in one way, shape, or form. We have different themes going on of what we're working on here and everywhere, so that we'd call the bleed-through over here then. So you're like, you know, it would have been nice if they had, like, told me that I could do that because I just gave away my power, control, and and you
it's
incurred karma
freedom
towards self
it's
and other.
It's a lot of freedom that's coming up, the theme of freedom, of really being liberated and just being me. And I always was told, and I know several lifetimes where it's just like, no, that's not the way. Me
right,
being a woman.
And
yeah.
Right, because in another lifetime, you let them do it their way for you.
Yeah.
And so now that's, you're taking it back. So that
exactly.
karma is, though, the block with finding those friends, the like-minded soul friends.
Yeah.
Let's get rid
yes.
of karma. Across time
and
space, forwards and backwards,
go.
Across
like,
all generations, where you gave it up. You came in, up, helpless, can't do it, took advantage of it, and then you went to your passing, blaming self and other. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. There you go.
Forgive
everyone and everything.
And everyone
yep.
and everything.
Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. You give them the opportunity if they want to. Thank God for these life lessons. I don't believe God is separate from, we're all part of, but it's a nice way of saying it and showing appreciation. Now, you'll sip water, please, between now and when you go to sleep. Helps flush negative
yep.
energies through the physical body. I'll do a little bit more and then pass you on to Caroline. Let's see if there's anything more regarding the friends. They're there. It hasn't happened yet. So they're saying you were stewing in your juices, which I think means this karma.
Yes.
And I see scintillating, blinking, sparkly energy, and it's going to be coming off of you. I feel it's actually more like shards. So normally, and mind you, again, another teachable moment for the people who are intuitives and psychics and get, as Caroline says, in symbolization form. Just because yeah. it's sprinkly-tinkly doesn't necessarily mean that it's a fairy or of the light. I saw it, but I don't put a judgment to it. And then I asked, well, what is that? And I got it. They're shards. They were sprinkly-tinkly
oh.
like metal pieces, little teeny shards that are coming off of you. So
wow.
they are coming off of you. So you might have had little spiky-wikies where people weren't wanting to join in with your company because you were angry. And that's
yes.
from elsewhere. I don't know how much here, but I was going elsewhere. So you will be releasing. So by June, it feels that you'll be more in harmony. And then I see more of a lilt in your step, and that's when I see more joy, and I feel that that's when the honeys will start coming in. So I'm passing you on to Caroline, and I hope this assisted.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Joni. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey pie.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Amala. Well, I'm actually going to say that I fear that Joni covered an awful lot with you there. So I'm
yeah.
going to concur with a lot of things they said. I really am so grateful that you actually have done a lot of that clearing. And also one thing that came to me as you were first talking was, I think sometimes when you are going on your own inner spiritual journey, you can feel a little bit disconnected from others. That's
yeah.
just because you've got so much inner stuff going on. There comes a point
right.
where you're clean, effectively, and then it's almost like you start reconnecting again. So that's happened to me in the past, just so you know. Because you're like, okay, I'm ready now. I can deal with other people and their stuff. Whereas when you've got your own stuff going on, a lot of it, you actually become very introspective. So it
yeah.
almost gives you that whole, you've got to go through that learning period for yourself, clear out your emotional stuff, but then there comes a point when you've finished and you go, right, I can reconnect again. And it's like subconsciously you do it. So I wouldn't be too concerned about how you were feeling. Does that make sense? Because I
okay.
feel that you are going to be connecting on a different level to others. And the words I'm getting from my guides is you're going to be moving in different circles. And I think for you, where the difficulty has come in is I feel that you have, the words I'm getting from my guides is you kind of struggled a little bit to find that new generation. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And it's been a long, it's been at least since the fall. It's
yes.
been a challenging, that's a perfect word, the last 6 months. Absolutely. Yes.
Mm. Right. I'm going to say this to you.
A lot of soul searching. Yes.
Yeah. But you wouldn't have been ready to meet those people.
No.
The reason why,
no,
and okay, yeah, the way I'm sort of getting it is, you know, like how you hear people say, like if you take a Buddhist monk and they go on retreat to go and sit in a cave for several months, that's kind of what you've done subconsciously.
Yes. Yes.
So you've almost held people off because you're like, subconsciously, you've been saying, don't touch my energy because I'm dealing with it. And you've
well,
not
yeah,
wanted
and
to...
I think, yeah, I yeah. mean, I just, you know, from October, like September, October till December, I was just these people that I just couldn't, I had to let them go. So that was all letting go of the year and all that stuff. My birthday was in December. And January, February, March, it's more like sitting in it. And now what? So that was more like, okay, so I let go in the 3 months in last year. And then these 3 months, I've been just like sitting with the real root cause of like what Joni was like plucking away of really what's going on. And I actually have shunned people off because their energy just doesn't align with mine. And I felt it. And I'm like, no, it's not acceptable. Yes.
And you will get that. I mean, you will be, you know, as much as it is sad, it's part of the spiritual journey. And that's the other thing I was going to say to you at the beginning of when we started speaking was that people do come into your life for a reason. And it might be to teach you a lesson. It might be to assist you on your pathway. The people that you truly connect with, they'll be in your life for a lifetime. I mean, like as I said, and I hope that I'm not bringing this upon us, so I'm touching wood as I say it. Obviously, everybody knows, you know, obviously when we do the show, we say, me and Joni have never met physically, but we do speak via Skype, Facebook, whatever, video chat, and we know we'll meet properly, but I also feel that we'll never really fall out.
Right.
And he doesn't mind me saying that either. No,
it's the truth, and it's so yummy, and everyone should be like, oh.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you know, our story is, you know, Joni, I was setting up Crystal Heart Psychics, you know. I was on my LinkedIn connecting, as you do. And Joni sort of, and I've had other people say, hey, can we set up a meeting? But I knew I wanted to meet Joni. You know how many canvassing emails that you get on LinkedIn? And, you know, it was like, yeah, we'll set up a meeting. And from that first meeting, you know, we became friends.
Absolutely.
Because we knew we were on a similar level.
Yeah. It's really magical what I hear you guys. Like it's very, it's a synergy, synchronistic dance, you know, between the two. And I'm like yearning for that. You know, connection with just light and light, you know,
it's
meshing together, so to speak. Yeah.
Coming.
Yeah.
It does happen by accident, trust me. And when it happens, you go, oh, wow, hi. You know, and the thing is, I'm going to say put the trust in the universe. I'll bring the right people, trust me. You know, and I think, you know, you just, you know, I'm looking at the symbolization, the significance of all what's gone on. One, you headed into winter, you know, so, and winter is a time of cleaning, it's cleansing, it's like sweeping the decks, cleansing you need in your life, you don't. It's all about you aligning with your own energy, and that's been the most important thing for you. And I think when I said to you subconsciously, you've been holding people off, I don't mean that in the nasty sense. I mean what's happened is because you know your energy has been sensitive, because you're doing a lot of this inner work, you have kind of held us back a little bit. And now it's like, hey, I'm out. You know, spring's coming. We've got the equinox. We've got full moon, which is obviously new moon cycle. This is the time where it's like, okay, you know, hey, I'm here now, folks, you know. And people will show up in your life on the right energetic level.
Yes.
But if they'd have showed up 6 months ago, they'd probably be getting on your nerves by now.
You know what, really the biggest beautiful, as I'm speaking to you both, it just popped up. It's the most, such a beautiful feeling when your soul meets with, is in alignment with your brain and your heart, saying, do not settle. And that's where I'm at. It's just like,
I just love
people who are match me. And if they don't, that's fine. Let them be. But I deserve to be around energy and beautiful soul consciousness like I am. And I will not settle. And that's the biggest thing I've learned in the last 6 months, for sure.
It's fair
enough.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, myself and Joni, you know, we've met people during our time, you know, in the spiritual sense, as in the sense of, you know, other people that do spiritual work. And we've met them. And, you know, Joni's had conversations with me in the past. And it comes to a point and you go, okay, that's not my path anymore. And then you just let go. And it doesn't hurt and it's not nasty. It's just, you just let go. And I think where you're at is you're just like, okay, I need to find these people. What you need to do instead of finding them is you need to ask the universe to bring them to you. Okay?
Okay.
So they turn up by accident.
Excellent. I will
and if you don't mind my sharing, so my son had difficulty meeting kids like-minded through his whole most of his childhood until he hit college. Mm-hmm. And so we put something out to the universe. It was a prayer, supplication, wish, manifestation. And we kind of said it together, you know, like, please, whoever's for my highest good of all, may I meet someone who's spiritually like-minded. I'm looking for a friend, loyal, and then you put a few adjectives in, and thank you, and then you let it go. Spirit and all of your guides, all the beloveds of the highest of, they know who you are, they know what you're looking for, and it doesn't hurt to put it out there because you put energy into it. And then if you believe that it's possible, people pop on your path, and he found people every now and then that would just show up, and it was very random, and it was miraculous.
It's a beautiful story.
And you also get to decipher, and this is just from my experience as well, when you're on your inner journey, there will be people that go, hey, you can help me. You know, so I'm going to come to you. And you have to be a little bit careful because those people might potentially be wanting to use you for your energy. So it's, and you will get really quite discerning because you'll know straight away, you know. I mean, my partner that I live with, you know, we've been together 8 years. I'd known him for 2 weeks. And that was all by accident. So as long as you trust, and it's about trusting your intuition and trusting your gut, you know. So when you meet someone, you go, hey, I know you. Now, myself and Joni, and we had this conversation when we first met, you know, we have been sisters in a previous life, and we knew that the minute we spoke.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm just,
And you can also say also, like, if you are looking at Caroline's and my friendship and that feels good to you, you know the joke, like, where you say to the bartender, I'll have what they're having?
Yes.
So you can call upon your guides.
Ooh,
and it's not piggy. If you've identified something that's a vibrational yummy to you, you say, I'll have what they're had. That, you know what they, that, but please, if the, whatever's for my highest good, that I identify, I'd like something like that. And that she and I, Caroline and I, role model many things. Love, sisterhood, collegial cooperation, and communication and back and forth and showing we could agree to disagree. We laugh. We take turns. There are many things that we do. So you can point that out to your peeps.
Yeah.
And that helps too.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not being, oh, God, I'd feel icky doing that. No, no, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, and again, you know, and I don't want to sit here and kind of make you jealous, use us as a role model, say, hey, universe, I want a friend like that. Because the thing is, like, it's like with us, we decided to do the radio show about 2 years after we even started talking.
Yeah.
And it was funny because we went on another radio show with somebody else. We'd never done it before together. And it was a bit of a shock. Honestly, that's how it was, wasn't it, Joni? We were a bit like, what?
Yeah.
Did that actually happen? So then it took me about 6 months to a year to pluck up the courage to work out how to use Blog Talk Radio. We finally did the show. And as Joni says, we've been doing this for 7 years, and we don't even realize that we've done it for that long. We have to double-check and think, you know.
Right.
And that's kind of lovely. And that's kind of, that's the friendship, you know, I've got that I met when I did my spiritual courses that I still keep in touch. And I consider those like my soul family. And I think that's what you're now seeking. However, I would change the wording to the universe and ask the universe to show you those people you're ready to receive.
Right. Yes. I love everything what you both are saying. I love the I'll have what you're having. I definitely feel that, and I connected with it right away. And even, thank you. My whole energy is completely shifted. Because
well, the thing is, that whole love. If you give off love, you attract love. It's the same.
Yeah,
if you give off fear, you attract fear. If you give off hate, you attract hate. So the thing is, you've got to work out the vibe that you're giving. And if you're giving love, you're going to attract loving people.
Also, there are people that say, oh, there aren't spiritual people around. There aren't any around. Well, guess what? Then they won't be. So people have to be very careful of what they're saying, because I meet a lot of people who don't know anyone who's spiritual, but they haven't considered that their whole perception of their reality is limiting.
Absolutely.
So what I would say to them is, oh, we're everywhere. You just haven't found him yet.
Oh, yes.
So that can help them shift their perception. We're everywhere.
Yeah. And not only that, there's a lot of people that are spiritual that don't actually recognize that they are. They're spiritual in their way.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, I'll say this as an example, because it's a friend of mine and my partner's. And obviously the whole me being psychic came up, and he was like, I don't believe in all that stuff. It's a load of rubbish, you know, the usual. And it transpires that then about 4 months later, and I said nothing, because I normally do at this point, because I don't even, but I now have got to the point where it's like, I've done this for 15 years. I know what I'm doing. I believe in what I'm doing, and I trust what spirit gave me. So I just smiled and said, well, that's your choice. Left it there. And then about 3 weeks later, something happened with his family life where the young child said, hey, granddad came out with a saying that their granddad who'd passed said, and then he had to come to me for advice, which was hilarious. And that's just the universe saying, see, if you walk up to someone like that and tell them, you know, all of a sudden that person's now going, actually, can I talk to you about something? So even some that are quite sensitive and are spiritual, they don't know it yet, and it isn't really our job to open them up, but just by being who we are allows them to open up in confidence.
Right.
That's so true. It really is. I have to come, I just hear like things popping up in my mind as you're speaking. It's just get out of my hermit land and just be out there and use those I am the light. I mean, that's something I say all the time. It's just beautiful to say that, and the right people. It's all the wording, as Joni was saying, you know, it's just like you don't want the moss of the flame types of people or everybody, but you know, using discernment and using the words wisely will definitely bring
you'll know the people and you will actually know the people that you connect really well with and the people that you won't. And, you know, I get it. If I know someone's not good for me, I'll get like a burning sensation in my chest. They'll be like, okay, I know you're not good for me. That's my spiritual side warning me that this person is going to do me harm. so, you know, and it's learning to protect yourself. And also, you know, I do work, you know, and it's learning to protect yourself against people that your gut feeling is telling you don't trust them, you know? Because sometimes we are put into positions where we have to, you know, work with a person, whatever, that isn't necessarily our thing or not on the same level. But that's different to friendship. You know, friendship is about connecting and being open to that connection and understanding it when it happens.
So true. You know? Yes. Yes. I say yes to everything. This is beautiful. I am so thankful for both of you and sharing your insight and your own stories. It's very helpful. Thank you for really shifting me. You really shifted me up. I feel like I stepped up the notch, as Emerald, the cooking guy, says. Kick it up a notch, something like that. I forgot. Whatever. Yeah.
Well, it's lovely to speak to you.
Glad
you
called.
Take care now. Right. Okay, on that one, we'll be moving on. You take care. Okay,
thank you
bye-bye.
So much. I'll
You're
keep
welcome.
You posted in the future. Thank you.
Yeah.
God
thank
bless
you.
Bye.
Right, okay, I'm going to the next caller now, 850.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, who are you speaking to? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Tina, and I'm from New Jersey. You guys are amazing.
Aw.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Totally.
Hey, that's where
so
I am now. Yay!
Yay, we're amazing. We'll carry on.
How can we help?
How can we help? We see we
yes,
said that.
Yes, I wanted to know whatever Spirit has for me about a relationship and I guess whatever else they need to know.
So you're just looking for confirmation. Okay, so I've got two things going on. It is my turn, isn't it, Joni? I kind of forgot.
Yes, it's yours.
Right, okay. So I've got two things going on here, Tina. There's Right, there's three things actually. One, I've got a lady in spirit that wants to talk to me, and I'm going to ask the straight question here. Has your mother passed a spirit, or it's a motherly figure?
Yes, my mom is gone and my grandma.
Okay. So
thank you.
She is with me, okay, just to let you know, and I've got all cold chills.
Aww.
She's got some really important messages. She does want to pass on the words, I love you. She's blowing you kisses, okay, as we speak. And she's just making sure, you know, because I think that sometimes, I'm going to say this, at times you felt really quite alone.
Yes. Yes, I miss my mom and my grandma. I do.
Yeah. And she has really missed you too, but she's always been there. Okay. Now, I do have to ask Tina to do it as well. Do you have a daughter?
Yes.
Okay. So she keeps an eye on her as well.
Oh, she loves her.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, okay, so I want to talk about several things here. Okay. So I'm just kidding because like, your mom's been like dying for you to hear her. I don't know whether you've had things happen around the house or just to kind of let you know that she's there, but you haven't kind of twigged it yet.
Oh.
Like things like lamps on and off and things.
Oh, I heard a door close before I was downstairs. Yes.
Yeah.
I just
so she
like
wants
it
to
happen like a scary movie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've got to pay attention because it's her.
And I was bracing myself to run like the scary movie. I was going to run.
Yeah. No, she's been actually wanting to try and get in touch with you for a while. So it's sort of like, because I feel that you've had some hardships, especially when it came to relationships. And
yes.
The words that she's giving me is that you've been brokenhearted. Okay.
Yeah.
But she's like, he was no good for you anyway. So why are you going, you know, if she was with you, you wouldn't have even been with him.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Very much so.
Because she's like, he ain't treating you right.
Oh, he was terrible. He was cute and terrible.
Yeah, exactly. And she in spiritual side, she was getting more and more cross watching it occur. Because she was getting cross. She's like, you're stronger than this. You should know better. I taught you a different way. Sorry, I'm just coming out with what she's saying, and I hope it's not upsetting you, but she's quite a forceful lady, if that makes any sense.
Yes, she was a Sagittarius,
Yeah, she's like, I taught you different. You should know better. You should stand up for yourself. You've got some self-worth.
Mm.
You know, and I'm not joking. If I was there in front of you or she was there in front of you, she'd be standing with her hand on her hip, pointing a finger. Does that make sense? Because she's doing it now.
Yes, it seems little, yes.
Yeah. The thing is, you were vulnerable, so you took up with this person, which you thought he would help and assist. However, he's just been a drain on your resources, your character, and your time, okay? So that's where I'm getting about this. So I kind of want you to wash your hands of this person. I do apologize for that. Not what you
wanted. That was 7 years ago. I wanted to ask about my new relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
Okay, so you're getting told off about that one, so I apologize. But remember, your mom's been dying to say something about that for a while.
I learned.
She,
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So the new relationship, okay, I'm swapping into him now because he is a very gentle soul, isn't he?
Oh, my God. He is a gift from God.
Well, that's exactly what he is. Take it for what it is and trust it. And now your mom's flashing her eyelashes like, oh, he's cute. He's really cute.
Yes.
So she's like, hey, come on over. He's really cute. So she's smiling. She's glad. But she wanted to get across. And I do apologize for the bit of what you got a minute ago. But she wanted to get across how she felt when you were in that relationship. She actually was getting quite angry because she didn't want you to be treated that way. And
thank
this
you.
Is where she's told me that she wants to wrap her arms around your daughter as well, because I feel that there was struggling, okay?
Yes.
So this is where she needs to be nurtured to understand what a good relationship looks like.
Yes.
So, but your new relationship is going to be great.
Oh, yes.
How do you feel?
Peaceful. I did it the right way this time. I didn't sleep with him. I prayed with him.
So how long have you been with him?
I've actually known him since I was 19, but I went away to college. So we maintained an amazing friendship.
But you see, you being you, you weren't that attracted to him because he was always not a bad boy, almost. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
And it took you to grow up to realize, that this is what you want now.
Yes.
Because the poor guy's fancied you all along. You just never realized it, did you?
I just was trying to do it the right way, and I met him while I was on a break from college and working, so I just wanted to be patient.
Yeah, you have done it the right way, and she's very proud of you for that.
Thank you.
She wants to wrap her arms. I don't know what it is about your daughter, but I get the feeling with your daughter, your daughter's got a very strong mind. And you need to kind of, this is for you as a role model that you've got to show her what proper love is so she goes into the right relationship in the future. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Okay. Now I'm going to pass you to Joni because I think I'm finished with what I'm going to say and obviously see what else Joni gets for you. But yes, your mom is loving you and she's sending you her love. Please look out for signs when she's around and ask to feel her presence.
She'll
be there all the time.
That's okay. Beautiful. Thank you.
That was beautiful, Caroline.
Oh, she came in strong. It was like I had to kind of shut her off in the end and say, look, I've got to pass you on to Joni.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let's see if there's anything more. Let's see. For in general. Well, I get you have nothing to worry about. So if you've had self-pity and if you felt that things haven't been working out, you've been going through so much. This lifetime is full of different challenges, like at every turn. And that you are accomplishing things possibly more than you realize, that this journey here in this lifetime is so much about growth. You threw a lot of crap on your plate in this lifetime for spiritual growth opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot also has to do with mending your heart. It's about healing a lot of pain, a lot of disappointment and sadness. So whatever you can do to release suffering from your heart, please do. The sunshine helps you very much. Getting out, being around friends who are good people, good soulful friends are medicine to you.
Ooh.
And I don't know what this means. Do you have a blanket that you like that when you wrap yourself in the blanket, you feel cocooned and safe and cozy?
Yes.
There's something about this blanket, and if you need it, you hold it, you wrap yourself in the blanket. It gives you this, like, I can do this. Like, okay, that sucked, or I don't feel so great, but it's okay. And you're just, ooh, and you be there in that and soak it up. It's very, very important. When you are peaceful, I feel like you get downloads. I don't know if that makes sense. But you're getting a shitload of information from the other side. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I ask God and Spirit to go to sleep with me. That's what you're picking up. I ask them to go to sleep with me.
Yeah, man. So they're all over you.
I ask them. I have just received, I've knocked out 2 degrees in 3 years during this whole pandemic, and I'm starting a PhD program in September.
Man.
So you're right. I accomplished a lot. In this pandemic.
Oh, yeah, honey. So you take it a day at a time. You work the program. You just be peaceful and patient. I see divine signs all around you. So if you open up your eyes, you see them. Like, oh, what did that person just say? Oh, are you kidding me? I needed to hear that. And then there, I see a blessing over there. Did you say you belong to a church?
Yes, I do. And my son is a youth pastor. I listen to the Word of God all day. I sleep with scriptures on. I worship 24/7. I burn frankincense. I am
This whole thing is going on. It's unbelievable. I just feel like you're walking the walk, and that Spirit is saying, if you encounter someone who's not practicing what they're preaching, be patient.
Mm.
That they are working through stuff, okay, that you might want to, like, either judge or correct or whatever. And, yeah, maybe there's correction in however you do it. But don't name call. Because they're exactly where they're to be. They don't know. You know, Jesus, forgive them for they don't know what they are doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to quote it correctly, but you know what I mean, is that they are exactly where they're to be. So be patient. And if you have an opportunity, if you have a relationship with them, you could point something out. Like, oh, I found that, or did you know that, or, oh, every time that I, and you might make an example of something, and, you know, the lead a horse to water, you can't make them drink. So you could be the witness, but it doesn't mean they're necessarily going to catch it. So that's also what Spirit is saying, and just enjoy and relish and sit in the yumminess of love and the world and God and people, and you're doing very well. The suffering that was there and little bits that are still there, it's like just you nudge it out, like massage it out. It's okay. I could get rid of this molecule of suffering for today. It's okay. And then you call upon healing. And you'll watch how you shift and transform.
Yes,
so that's what Spirit said from my end. So between what Caroline and I say, I think, like, you got a bucket load, honey.
Oh, I did. Mm-hmm. But did you see why my boyfriend and I, why we came together?
You found each other in some saloon in Texas, and then you married. I think you showed him some leg in some lifetime, and he took one look at you and, like, you're mine. You're mine. And you're like, ooh. And then, like, a few months later, you eloped. You had 2 kids.
Oh. He said something about my legs as soon as we met.
Oh. Caroline, did you hear that?
I know. I did.
You got some gams, honey. You're carrying around some good pieces. You know, I'm not objectifying you. I'm just being silly. And they're just saying the two of you know one another. There's a lot of harmony. He gets you. And let them hold you. And if there's pain, let them help you release.
Oh, that's beautiful. And how do we reach you all outside of this for reading?
Caroline, you share and then I'll share.
Yeah, you can reach me. Obviously, I have other readers that work for me because I'm a telephone psychic line. So I'm Crystal Heart Psychics, but I also have a Facebook page, Crystal Heart Psychics. And Joni, do you want to share, obviously, where
you can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com, J-O-A-N-I-E-S, whitelighthealing.com, or you could Google my name.
Yep.
Joni
Eisinger. And also, my Facebook profile is Caroline Crystal Heart. And also, if you ever get stuck, just message the Facebook page, UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. We both see the messages, and we do not have, oh, that's my customer, that's your customer. You state who you want to talk to,
right.
And that's fine.
Oh, that's beautiful. You all are amazing. I'm so happy.
Thank
I'm
you for
so
calling
glad.
In.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm really glad your mum came through for you because that was really strong from her then. And just know that obviously she's still got that strength of love, so never feel alone again.
Oh, thank you.
Follow the show so you find out when we do it again each month.
Yeah.
Yes, this is my first time calling. Thank you all.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
No, it's lovely to meet you. You take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right. Bye. We've got 17 minutes left. We have done a little bit of an extra special show tonight, whereas
I didn't
we
know.
Had a
so
bit.
we're on till 6:30 my time. Was this a 2-hour?
Yeah.
Hours?
Yeah.
Good.
That was my fault. 120 minutes. So yeah. Apologies.
That's okay.
I meant to surprise you really.
That's a good surprise.
I don't know. Right, we've got 20 minutes, so we'll take the last call of today, which is 104. So 104, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hello, this is Joanna from Florida.
Hi. Joanna. And how can we
Hello. Know? I was wondering if you ladies could help me with, it has been quite a long time since I have been able to be financially stable. And every time I think this is finally it, you know, I'm going to get ahead or be, you know, have some kind of stability in a job, then something else happens. So I try, and, you know, even I will take anything, you know, at this point, but can you tell me why it has been many years since I've had any type of, you know, financial stability underneath me.
So is this that jobs keep ending?
Yes. Yes.
What is the longest a job lasts?
Wow. Weeks to months. I would say.
And what do you do for
years,
a living?
I work from home. I can no longer physically work. I used to work as an in-home caregiver for over 20 years. I can no longer do that work. So I had to start working from home. So I do everything from, like, customer service, marketing, all kinds
yeah.
of things like that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And have there been complaints about you? Or do they just say that you're not needed?
No, it's actually on their part where they're not following through on things, or there's issues with their companies, or they're not paying. I've had, you know, positions where they didn't even pay you. I worked for one company.
Yeah,
for
yeah. Okay, I'm going to go in regarding
yeah.
you. Yeah, okay, just needed, yeah, every now and then, Caroline and I, you know, we need clarification. Okay, I'm going
yeah.
in.
And I can concur with this. Joni has helped me with a similar situation on this, haven't you, Joni?
Oh, wonderful.
Do you have a glass of water by you?
I have one in the fridge. I can grab it.
We'll follow you. So while you're
okay.
grabbing it, okay,
yes.
so there's a lifetime.
Yes.
Nothing was good enough. No. Shooing things away. No. Poo. No. Poo. Shooing things away. No. Not good enough. Poo.
Wow.
Now, you've heard the way Caroline and I channel, right? So everything has meaning. Did you see how many times I said it? I said it a lot.
Yes, and you gave me
that. I kept repeating it. Poo. No. Poo. Get away. No. Right? That means there's a lot of it. Okay? So it could have been a few lifetimes just with a lot of repetition or just many lifetimes or both. But it's a lot of no, I can't handle it. Keep it away from me. That's not good enough. It's a lot of there's negativity. It's shooing things away. I can't handle it. It's many negatives. And a lot of these statements are rejecting things, keeping it far away. So, well, we've got evidently that is affecting you here. Let's see what you were working on over there. You'd had it. You'd been maxed out. Couldn't take it anymore. Maxed out. I'm going to ask, what was she maxed out about? Love. Let's see about the love maxed out. Disappointment and heartbreak. Too much. Done.
Yes.
This has to do with people, disappointment, heart wounding, heart chakra. The heart chakra is the energy center in the center of the chest that has to do with love of self and other. And so many people just like ran you ragged. You were done. You blamed self and other. You know they're not judging. I'm just talking. We're just talking here. And that as a result, it translated itself into not. It was a lot of negative self-talk and too much. I'm burnt out. I'm overloaded. Nope, don't give it to me. And it's affecting you here regarding jobs. It's like, nope, we're only going to do a short-term. Bye, I can't take it. Not that you want that, but the karma affects it here. Let's get rid of karma. Wow. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. The heart wounding that maxed you out, you were done. That led you to that other those other lifetimes. Poo, not enough. Bye. No, can't handle it. Done. That affects you here regarding employment. And you say inside, I forgive myself. There you go. You're like, whoa. Like I feel like you've got a magic broom and you're sweeping it up. Forgive everyone and everything. A lot of healing going on. Be still, they are comforting you. That's what I got. Be still, we are here. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. There are two in particular that were really heavy and up to a million that were really up there. But there were two in particular where it's just too much. So you're clearing about a million lifetimes related to this theme. Now I'm going to go into here forward in this 3D physical lifetime talking to you about how all of that over there affects you forward now, what the timeline looks like. The word free is very important. You could put it on a piece of paper.
Okay.
You just freed yourself.
Can I add at this point?
Yeah, please.
Right, when obviously you first came on, Joanna, there were three messages that came into my head, which was which. And what I actually saw was you actually having punishment. So it did feel it was like you've come into this life with self-punishment almost, and this is what the whole stability thing is all about. So I don't know whether you want to wrap that up into what you're doing, Joni, just so we do the forgiveness work and cover that as well, because...
Oh, yeah, so... Yes, thank you for sharing that, because that means exorcism is necessary, because I got a magic broom. So I thought in the back of my head, she might have been a witch in another lifetime. Then you got that witchy thing, right? The broom, a witch. What did you say, Caroline?
Ducking stool.
Right.
So you actually had punishment. So I feel
right, the punishment. You might have had karmic debt given to you here as well regarding your doing witchy poo elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to do a very quick exorcism. Anything that's in, on, around, suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated, any chips or implants gone, any MKUltra programming gone, any abductions we rescue, any places where she's blown up, decimated, put them back together like Humpty Dumpty. Good. And the last part, any karma regarding witchy poo stuff that you might have incurred on others, are they on you? We ball them all up. Forgive yourself. There we go. Forgive him, her, everyone, everything. Ask for everyone, everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. Sip water, please, between now and when you go to sleep, because you're going to be releasing a lot of energies that don't belong. And I'm passing you on to Caroline for more, because the show would be ending soon. I want to make sure that she gets in. And good luck. Keep in touch. You're welcome, and let us know. Let us know when you land.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you feel about that, Joanne?
Wow. I just always wondered what was the root cause of that. I was like, this is just going on way too long, but I feel so much better now from, what I just experienced.
It's almost the thing that came into my head was this whole punishment, which is why normally I don't interject when Joni's doing healing, but it was like, hey, we're doing the forgiveness work. Let's add that in as well.
We texted.
Just to make sure that we covered a lot, because it's almost like there was this karmic debt that needed to be paid. And that's what came in quite. And it's like you've almost done a spiritual life lesson of self-punishment that you need to release. So hopefully we've covered that now. And you'll feel more at peace.
I have to tell you, ladies, something. Because in everything that I was going through the past few years, I felt like this is, I didn't know, but I was like, I felt like I was being punished. That's what kept coming to my mind. I'm like, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do? And honestly, that's what my thoughts over the past few years for everything that's been going on in my life. I'm racking your brain. I'm like, what did I do? Because I did. I felt like I was being punished.
Yeah, well, it was
so
even that whole,
you
I was even getting
me.
Visions. Yeah. Well, I even got visions of you with a cat of nine tails, like smacking yourself. Like it was almost like you came into this life and you sort of set it up about some self-punishment because you felt that what you did was wrong. Even though, and I'm going to talk about this because I do feel it's really important. Obviously, back in the day, witches were persecuted. There is good and bad. There is no good and bad in witches as such, in the sense that it depends on what you use it for. Like, we have the white witch and the dark witch. It's like good, yin and black and white. If you're using it for the high magic, for the highest intention of someone and for their healing, then obviously. But what happened back then was fear. So there was punishment. So you shouldn't have even punished in this life. Do you see what I mean? So this is the whole thing. So I kind of feel that you came into this life and they showed me your life plan. And it was almost, you felt, it's like you always set it up. You felt that you needed to be punished and you brought that into this life. So that's what we just got rid of. So hopefully everything should be a lot calmer now. And it's almost like that physical flogging yourself is going to stop. The other thing that I am going to say is when you do actually go into job, you're actually very pedantic. And sometimes it can rub people up the wrong way. You'll find that you'll be a little bit more relaxed. Because I also feel that you've been constantly anxious. So as we were talking, I got this constant angst in my chest. And that's obviously from yourself. Because obviously being a healer, we're empathetic, so therefore we pick up other people's emotions. So it's, I'm hoping with all what we've done just, that will assist in everything. So make sure you have water tonight before you go to sleep.
Yes.
And I'm also being told if you have some lavender, I don't know whether you do or not, or something of similar smell, just to ease you to go to sleep. Because I think you're going to be clearing all night.
I actually grow lavender. It's one of my absolute favorite things. That's like my favorite scent, lavender. I absolutely love
it. Just make sure it's under your pillow by your bedside table so you've got that scent. Because I'm getting told that spirit are moving in tonight and you're going to wake up in the morning feeling quite different to what you were before.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you, and bless you too, and bless you both, and thank you so much, and best wishes for this year. And thank you again. Yeah.
And make sure you follow the show.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
You take care now. Bye bye. All right, I think we have now, Joni. I'll give you the choice on this. We have one caller left. We've got 4 minutes left of the show. Do we want to go for
it,
or do we?
Shows up, right? Like it shows up in a podcast where that will that be picked up? The part that where it ends, will it be taped? Or does
it
cut off?
Yeah, it will. It will show up in the podcast, I'm sure.
Good. So let's do it.
Okay. Right, 150. It's your lucky day. Sorry. I'm coming to you now.
Yes, hi.
Who are we speaking to, 150, and where are you from?
My name's Kavita. I'm from Long Island, New York.
And
I'm from Smithtown, St. James. Is that by you?
No, I live in Roslyn, which is...
Okay, that's about an hour, under an hour.
Yeah.
But I've been there.
Oh, it is.
Wonderful.
Are you in St. James now, or did you move?
No, my folks are there, and I grew up there.
Oh, very nice.
Now I'm in North Central New Jersey.
Oh, okay, very nice. My question today is, first of all, love life. I've been told by many people who've read me about this man coming in. They see him this year. And it keeps getting postponed and postponed. And I was wondering, can you pick up anything about when I'll meet him and any new information about him?
Should we do this together, Joni, or do you want to go first?
Sure. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll have a quick. Right. I almost want to say I want you to let go of when he's going to come. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because. Mm-hmm. Right, and I'll explain a little bit. Right, as we change and grow in ourselves, we attract a different type of person, okay? So until you feel that you're truly ready, in the sense that you have got to that place where you're fully in yourself as a person, that's why it gets mm-hmm. delayed. And not only that, spirit are absolutely rubbish at timelines. I can't tell you the amount of times I've predicted that Joni's going to have someone come into her life. And I'm sure when
was
I was single,
that was
Joni has predicted to me. And the time that it happened for me is when I turned around to my friend and I said, you know what, I've had enough. I'm just going to be single for the rest of my life. And then my partner
mm-hmm.
turned up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't actually, you know, as much as people do say, hey, I see a man. No, what you see is opportunities. And it's up to you whether you want to take it or not, okay? However, mm-hmm. you have done an awful lot of learning. I also feel you've done an awful lot of spiritual growth, whether you feel that spiritual growth or not. You know, it could be growth within yourself as a person. And I also feel, and I am going to say, just ignore that because that's going to go off and then we'll still carry on talking. It just does that because it ends the show.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, what it does, it says 60 seconds and it ends. And it's me that puts the music on to play out. So don't worry about it. It's fine. We'll just carry on talking. So basically, I feel that I do see a man. I've got to be honest. I don't feel it's been delayed. You've had opportunities. You've not been like sitting on a rock totally single though, have you?
I've had opportunities, but no one that I feel is a correct person for me, you know, someone of character, integrity. I haven't met anyone in a long time, actually.
Yeah. So how long has it been since you've actually had a partner that you feel is the right
partner?
Oh, it's
been many years. It's been many years now. Yeah.
Okay, so... There's still going to be opportunities. I'm not going to lie to you. I think what you are looking mm-hmm. for is your soulmate. But I would actually say don't, but you've put it out to the universe and you've asked for it to come. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. this is the tough bit, is the letting go.
Yeah.
Because, truthfully, it's like you're comfortable in your own skin, you're happy as you are. The icing on the cake is the right partner. But it's the letting go that brings it in.
Okay.
And the thing is where when you speak to other people and they say, hey, this guy's coming to you in September, and then there becomes an expectation, it's almost like it pushes it away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that truly letting go that's going to cause it to come. It is going to be an accident in the sense of it's going to be someone. And the words I'm getting from my guides is it's in your inner circle, but you're not really realizing it yet. So I don't know whether it's someone that hasn't come forward or that is about to come forward. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's kind of like it feels, the words I'm getting is sort of like you know them, but you don't know them. So it is going to come in. But as far as timing is concerned, I'm not going to put a time on it because I do feel that spirit do act in their own sweet way when it comes to things like that.
Okay. Great.
The words I'm getting from your side is about just dropping your boundaries and being a little bit more open.
Okay.
Because I feel that you're like on your guard. So when someone comes along, you're kind of on your guard going, I don't feel he's right. So it's not allowing it to come in a little bit. So it's about you just being more relaxed about the whole situation and sort of just being yourself and who you are comes in later.
Okay.
So I don't necessarily feel it's been delayed. It's just frustrating. Trust me, I've been there.
Yeah,
I've spent 7 years on my own, I know.
And
Joni a little bit longer, so she also knows as well, don't you, Joni?
Oh, yeah. Been there.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason it's delayed is because I'm having a number of health issues, and I've been trying so hard to heal from them. I visualize with myself as healed every day. I've been doing it for years. I've worked with healers. I've done a lot of work, but what I have is that's really bothering me is tinnitus, very loud in my left ear with some hearing loss. Just came on suddenly 3.5 years ago. And now recently, problems with my eyes, floaters, and had a vitreous detachment 3 months ago. I had to have a laser treatment in my right eye and cataract in my left eye. And then yesterday I went to the doctor. I had an ultrasound and I have a large ovarian cyst. And I'm really frustrated because I had a partial hysterectomy 4 years ago. And I've had a number of surgeries, regarding female issues, fibroid cyst. I'm just so frustrated because I thought that was going to be the end of it. So I think that's been really affecting me lately, and I don't know if there's anything what I can do to heal now. Joni, I was wondering if you can give me some insight.
I think we can both do something on that, can't we, Joni, in the sense of I'm actually...
Sure, or I could take that as my question because Caroline had done the part regarding...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love.
Because I just feel
and I could take that because we do want to keep that. We still do say, one question per caller.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you'd like for me to go in regarding health, how does that sound?
That would be
okay,
great.
Let's see why this all keeps popping up. Do you feel that there are different things that have gone on in your life that are disappointments and that you could write a book? Okay. So Spirit is suggesting you write a list of the things that have gone on in your life first. And then after that, go through each one peacefully and ask yourself whether you feel that you've forgiven yourself and them. Because I see all different issues. I see anything. I see so many things, whether it's blame or guilt or pain or sorrow, like so many feelings that have not worked their way through and they settled in different body parts. Now, again, we always say whenever it comes to medical and mental health, this is for entertainment purposes. Please see your healthcare professional, mental healthcare professional. Okay. So you're on a higher level, you're summoning for these things to come up, to be seen. I feel like you're in the process of birthing a new you, but in order for you to move, to get to the other side, you have to get through the quagmire. and that by having a visual of everything you've gone through will, not the victim, not the self-pity, not the poor me, you need to honor that you're here. And I'm seeing you might have gone to a place of why me, or how could it be, or oh, I'm just getting by, I'm not having fun, what a disappointing life, or whatever you might have concluded. Honoring you is very important. You are a brave soul. You're not a victim. We all knew before coming in what the landscape pretty much would be, and we put obstacles on our path, many of them pre-birth planned, in order for us to have opportunities to learn and grow, because we souls love that stuff. Mm-hmm. Does any of this make sense?
Yes. I've done a lot of work.
This has been a very challenging life. You've been doing this many, many times. Let's just do a general of clearing karma. That's something we could do on a higher level, but then your job on a third dimensional level is to be mindful of how you feel about things, express, feel, forgive, accept, have gratitude, and release. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any karma that would lead this soul here to have health issues. And we ball them all up, and you say, inside, I forgive myself. There you go. Forgive everyone and everything. You are. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. And thank God for these life lessons. Yeah. There are many, 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 many lifetimes, including this one. There are many. So sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. And what I would say, I would concur with Caroline about meeting someone. It's not the right time. There is someone there, but you have other things you have to take care of first. So it's according to step by step. They're there. And I also see they're not ready. So it's perfect.
Okay.
And I hope this assisted.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And let us know.
I will. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Lovely to talk. And thanks for calling in, and make sure you follow the show.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right. Okay. So it is the end of the show. We really appreciate everyone that's called in. It's been amazing. As we've said during the show, you can find my readers on crystalheartpsychics.com. Also, I'm Caroline Crystal Heart on Facebook. Please tell me who you are before I friend you. You can contact me or Joni, the UK US Psychic Tag Team, Connect Across the Pond Facebook page. And also, I have a separate page, which is Crystal Heart Psychics, okay? And the same for Joni. So, Joni, if you want to say where your page is and your various contact points.
Sure. You could find me at my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. You could find me on my YouTube channel, Joni Isinger. Facebook, you could find me under Joni Isinger. I do not friend strangers, so if you're interested in friending, you need to tell me how you found me. And yes, we have the UK-US Psychic Tag Team fan page. Please like that on Facebook. I have my Joni's White Light Healing fan page. Please feel free to like that. And again, I'm on LinkedIn and SoundCloud. And I think that's about it. I want to thank you, Caroline, for manning the control panel at your end.
No problem.
And did we say April 14 was the next?
We did indeed.
There you go. You could find us there.
Exactly. And it's been lovely to do the show. I'm not going to play a music out this time because obviously we have ended the show. However, the beginning song was actually sung by Joni herself, which you can find on SoundCloud, just so you know. But for those who listened or those who are listening to a podcast, please follow the show and you can see when you'll get sent emails from Blog Talk when it's going to come up. But yeah, once again, it's been an absolutely fantastic show. Great to talk to everyone, and we'll see you next month.
Bye, y'all.
Take care. Bye-bye.